I don't know if I can put my finger on it other than they, you know, we had the early in the game. You know, we hit a couple with some pressures and stopped it. I think our guys get a little confidence in the run game. They came with the right attitude, I can tell you that. They were determined to stop the run, and that doesn't always mean you're going to stop it because the team you're playing has something to say about that too. But I think we were all encouraged by that. Hopefully it will continue. Again, there's no guarantees this week. It's a whole new challenge going forward.
Coach, how great is it to have DRC back on the field?
Yeah. It was good to have him out there. He enjoys football. We enjoy having him.
Where does he fit in? Is it right back to where he was, or does he have to?
I'm gonna tell you this right now. I'm not gonna answer those questions. I'll tell you why. I'm not telling Seattle what we're doing, and I hope you can respect that and appreciate it. We're gonna do whatever we're gonna do, and we'll do it on Sunday.
You lost Romeo last week. I guess this week.
It was discouraging for him and disappointing for us that he would go on injured reserve. You know, now we got to find ourselves another defensive end. I mean, Avery's has stepped in there, but you know, Romeo will have to fight through it and come back. And I mean, it's the old next man up, right? So that's what we got to do. We can't control it, so.
Well, you have to deal with it.
Cappy. Yeah, he's, we don't know a lot about him because, you know, we didn't get him until after training camp. And it's really hard once you get into the season to evaluate somebody's talents with regards to playing in a real game. You don't want to use your team reps or the reps you get on the field for somebody that's not going to play in the game, so they don't get, you know, so it's really, really difficult. I mean, his effort's been great, and, you know, if we have to use him, we'll use him, but I don't really have a good feel right now.
What did you see from Avery? You played him inside out.
Yeah.
Looked like he got some pressure.
I think he's made really good jumps since he's been here. I mean, I thought it was obvious when he first got here, and Pat and I talked about it, that he looked like a fish out of water just because, you know, a small school. But I think he's really come on. I think he's got a little more confident. I think the guys trust him a little bit more, and the system obviously feels a little bit more comfortable for him. So we'll move him around a little bit. We've probably put a little pressure on him playing him in different spots, but that's what he's got to do if you're a backup defensive end.
This is a silly question in relation to being a coordinator. Obviously, you're on the other side of the ball, but what's the difference in dynamic as a coordinator when you're calling plays versus when you're not? When you're like, in other words, if you're with a defensive-minded head coach and you're the DC, you're not calling plays versus...
Yeah.
What's the dynamic? What happened?
I'm not sure I can answer that because I've never done it. Yeah. I don't know that I'm an expert on that. Probably just give advice as you go. I don't know that. I mean, the closest thing I had was when I was a head coach in St. Louis and we had a defensive coordinator. The two of us would kind of work together on calls, just bouncing things off each other during the course of the game. But other than that, I don't know it the other way around, to be honest with you.
Knowing Sully as you do, how would you, you know, and obviously you're matching wits with other guys every week.
Yeah.
How do you see him as a play caller?
Oh, I think he's great. I'm happy Mike's here. I'm glad we both got back together, whatever year it was. It's been a couple, 3 years now. I got a lot of respect for, you know, the person he is and the way he coaches football. He's a great asset for us.
As a head coach, so how much were you able to...
Mm-hmm. Say it again.
What can you say about Nigel Harris? You guys brought him in after you guys played the Chargers a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
How's he been so far?
Found his way back in New York, right? He's there. He comes back. You know, hard for me to get a real good feel. I mean, he's a guy. I know he's athletic, and I have relations with a coach down at his college who said some really good things about him. So for what we know right now, it's really positive. I mean, his role initially is going to be in special teams, so he's got to kind of cut his teeth that way and move forward. And then slowly but surely, hopefully we can – get him segued into being a linebacker, but it's going to take a little while.
On the play calling edge for a second, like going back to that, you said as a head coach you kind of split it with your DC.
Yeah.
What did you find as the head coach you could do more of when you weren't calling the plays, or how did you sort of, what were you able to use that time to do, or energy, or whatever?
I lost you on that, Jordan. Tell me.
When you're the head coach and now all of a sudden you're not calling the plays, like let's
okay,
say Ben's
yeah.
now not calling the plays.
Yeah,
what,
I got
in
you.
Your experience, what were you able to do?
Well, I mean, when you're the head coach, no matter what, whether you're calling it involved fully, half, you're still managing the game. I don't think that part changes. Now, I guess if you're not thinking about the next play on defense or on offense, I mean, you can be focused on other things. But there's a lot of guys in this league that function as head coaches, managing the game and call plays. I mean, they're all over the league. So it's certainly able to do it one way or the other. You know, more minds the better, I guess. And too many minds can mess it up too. But you got to find that balance, and I'm sure that's what Mike and Ben did last week.
You had a couple of young players who looked like they bounced back. Eli Apple had a good game last week, and Darian Thompson.
Yeah.
Like, he's had a couple of good weeks.
I'm glad you asked about both of them. I thought they played really good games too. And both look at in this game at the level that they play, as competitive as it is, and everybody we go against has really good players too. To me, when you can gain some confidence, you know, you automatically become a better football player, in my opinion. So I think both those guys, slowly but surely, have been gaining confidence. And when you go to Darian, remember now, in our minds, he's really a rookie. I mean, he only played a game and a half last year and then spent the whole year on injured reserve. And he's finally, you know, finding his way. I know this, the guys have confidence in him as a signal caller. And that was the first thing, and I think he's done a good job with that.
Is that vintage JPP?
Yeah, pretty good. Now we can always find plays where we need him to be better, and he I'm sure he feels the same way. I thought his comment that I happened to see hit it best. Look, we're going to make mistakes, but effort can outweigh that all the time, and I think all the guys kind of focused on that, and it helped us on Sunday.
You mentioned earlier in the year, I thought, going back to DT, that you just get him one interception.
Yeah,
it seems like he really has picked up his game since he got that interception.
Confidence. I go back to Landon Collins, same way. You know, people tagged Landon as a guy that couldn't catch the ball, you know, and now he's kind of done a pretty good job at it. He's really worked at it, and Darian Thompson's done the same thing. So hopefully it'll be a spark. We'll see.
What have you thought about the start to Landon's season?
Well, you know, he's fighting the injury right now, and that kind of slows him down. I don't know. I don't sit back and assess it and put it in a Again, I think somebody asked me the same thing last. I think you're better off asking Landon how he feels. I mean, I just do it week by week. Like, I know what we need him to do this week. Put last week behind us. We do talk about mistakes we make and don't repeat them. And hopefully he's not repeating them.
With quarterback, would you? For a moment, he had the ankle injury in the summer. I mean, how much of that do you think might have had an effect on his confidence?
Early on?
Yeah.
I don't know that. I thought he was healthy coming back, so I'm not sure I can answer that, whether it affected him or not. I'm sure in his mind it didn't, but interesting question. I'm not sure I can answer.